Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is episode number 5 of Change, and we are talking at the present time this week about the concept of frustration. As you know, just go back a step, I teach only the universal laws of nature. I don't teach anything that I've created. I don't teach psychology. I'm not a life coach, theorist. I don't teach anything that can't be validated, proven, identified by nature anywhere on the planet. And I think nature is the reflection of the mind that created creation. So if you understand nature and you love nature and you love nature's universal laws enough and you bring them into your everyday life, you're living as nature intended. There are a lot of people I've met recently who live in the bush, who live in the countryside, who live with absolute dire passion for saving the environment, but whose thinking, whose behavior, whose thought process, whose internal environment within their body is a garbage heap. And so if you think about that, if you take a person on a holiday somewhere, and if their thinking is screwed up, if their thinking is out of harmony with the nature's laws, if they're bought into some religious philosophy or some self-help book or something about mindfulness or meditation or yoga or something like that, and that principle has been humanly constructed, it's been constructed out of the concept of fear, because that's where all human principles, laws, morals, and ethics come from. They come from fear. We create a moral, we create an ethic, we create a religion, we create a philosophy out of fear. Fear of death, fear of hurt, fear of being raped, fear of being dumped. And so all law in the world comes from fear. And if you live by the laws of the world, you live by the laws of fear, and you live in fear. So let's talk about the universal laws, just for 1 minute, the universal law of the second universal law, which is what we're talking about for the whole month. Would you believe that? We're talking about the law that says nature evolves everything at the border of order and chaos. And frustration is that borderline. So you've got order, no frustration. You've got chaos, there's reaction. But right between the two is frustration. So that point where order turns to chaos, you have the opportunity to experience frustration, to know that you've hit a boundary line, and to move it. Now, a tree hits that boundary line, it drops the bark and it grows bigger. And during that early period of growth, it experiences what's called incompetence. It is vulnerable. Bugs get in. Birds peck away at the new exposed cells of the tree, and those cells are different to the ones inside the previous ring, the growth rings of the tree. It's an opportunity, isn't it? So living in harmony with nature, what a magnificent concept. And did you know, and most importantly to realize, is this has no contradiction with making a profit, no contradiction with leadership, no contradiction with making love and having a beautiful, loving, harmonious relationship. It has no contradiction with bringing up your family. It has no contradiction with decision making around wealth. It has no contradiction about any of those things. In fact, it's a guiding light to more of it. So it's a guiding light to better leadership. It's a guiding light to more love at home. It's a guiding light to bring up your kids. It's a guiding light to better decisions. It's a guiding light to health. Now, there's absolutely, I'm going to say, that the universal laws of nature fly in the face of the memes that run the average person. So when you choose to shift from living your life run by the laws of fear to the laws of inspiration, the laws of the universe, you make a huge change. And don't expect everyone to be going, wow, well done, you. They're going to try and draw you back into the collective mindset. If stress can make you sick, can believing make you well? And if we just work hard enough at it, shouldn't we just be able to think ourselves into health? Logic and perhaps human nature tell us that the answer to these questions must be yes. In the 1920s, the French psychoanalyst Émile Lecoq wrote that if one looked into the mirror every morning and recited the lines, "Day by day, in every way, I am getting better and better," one would actually get better. Now, think about what she just said. Day by day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Now, what does that mean? Well, she may have been talking about people who are not physiologically well and they get better, meaning healthier. But if you say that to yourself, knowing that we treat a human being, unlike Emily, but treat a human being as a total thing, as a total human product, meaning it has financial, spiritual, mental, social, career, health, and relationship areas of life that need to be managed and kept healthy, then day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better in all seven areas of life. Wow. That is the breakthrough in Frustra. In the 1970s, Norman Cousins espoused laughter as a positive attitude as a healing therapy. Now, thousands of people went chasing this stuff, but their illnesses weren't resolved. At least they gained the strength to fight. We speak of patients fighting illness, battling cancer, but we talk about this as if the concept is only applicable to the DNA and the virology and the biology of the body. But we must remember that if it affects your health, if a mindset affects your health, it affects your finances, it affects your relationship, it affects your work, it affects, because it all leads back to self, self-worth, self-happiness, self-love. And the loss of health is the loss of self-love, but the loss of wealth is another form of illness. The loss of relationship is another form of illness, or the surrendering or being in a bad relationship is another form of toxin. So what we must realize in dealing with frustration is a frustration may emanate from a relationship, but it will toxify all the other six areas of life equally. Even if we mask it and say, look how happy I am, look how happy I am, look how happy I am, one area of frustration impregnates the rest with toxin. Fight one more month until the grandchild is born is a well-known ideal when the parent is dying of some illness and we ask that person to stay alive a little longer just to witness the birth of their grandchild and not long after they let go and die. So there's many, many examples of the human will being the power that sustains us. Can we consciously choose to improve our life? Yes.